May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1077. Dearest Lord, what must I do? Only Thou the way canst show. Thou canst save me in this hour. I have neither will nor power. Hymn 1077.
Thank you. Let us read together for our instruction from the book of Joshua, chapter 3. The book of Joshua, chapter 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant, and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. And it shall come to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan, And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. The Lord bless his own word and help us to pray. Merciful and gracious Lord, as we seek to call upon thy holy name, do hear and answer according to thy mercy and good pleasure. We know we are not worthy to receive of thy hand, and yet it is thy good pleasure to give out of that fullness a little unto thy waiting people. May there be some showers of blessing as we are gathered this night, and that a few crumbs may be taken up, and they may be the joy and rejoicing of the hearts of thy people here. O Lord, only thou canst apply the word. How helpless the preacher feels. He can but speak what he feels to be laid upon the mind. But only thou canst apply the word into the souls of those that hear. And we know not, Lord, what will particularly prosper, whether this or that. One word may be applied to one and another to another. One part of the discourse may be suited to those that are walking in it, and another to those that are walking in that way. But, O Lord, we pray that we may not come to the end of the service and it not have been suited to any case, for then our labour would be in vain. But though we may sometimes fear that that is the case, yet may it be proved, Lord, and thou knowest what is to be reaped, and how that one may sow and another reap. But we do know that thy purposes will be fulfilled, and that the word shall not return unto thee void, but it shall shall accomplish the thing wherein and whereto thou dost please. And so, O Lord, we would be dependent upon thee, and we would desire that thou wilt graciously work that work which will bring honour and glory to thy holy name. We prove, O Lord, thou knowest how to keep pride from man. But, O Lord, may it be that our hearts are humbled under thy mighty hand. And so, as we cast this care, and indeed all our cares upon thee, that thou mayest exhort in due season, as thou seest fit and is best for us, that we might know what it is to be carried in those and by those everlasting arms. Even to all hairs is the promise given. Oh, may we feel and prove, as we have hitherto, that thou hast not failed, thou hast not forsaken, Thou hast not left us to falter altogether. And Lord, where we have been left to ourselves, hast thou not then brought that healing, that restoring? Hast thou not breathed comfort where distress has abound? Have there not been the tokens for good when those our enemies have seemed to glory in their supposed victory? And yet, O Lord, what has that victory been? It has not been the victory that they may have thought, but has it not been proved that thy people do rise, and that they may say with the prophet to the adversary, to Satan, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I am down, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Could it please thee, Lord, to lighten our path, to shine upon it, to lead us forth in that right way, to keep us in thy fear, and to bring us in the way which the vulture's eye hath not seen, the lion's whelp hath not trodden in it, a way which thou dost bring even the blind, that way that they knew not, and yet they are brought into paths so unknown, yet they prove thy goodness and mercy, and how that it does go before in the one on the one hand and follow on the other. And Lord, we therefore may consider and give us grace to survey all that thou hast done, and with hope and a sweet confidence, not an unholy one, dear Lord. We know that the way must be sanctified. Therefore we would not tread, as it were, without taking our shoes from off our feet. We would not seek to pollute the path that thou hast ordained for us. Oh, we pray that thou wilt therefore and make that way for our feet, that we may walk in the path that thou dost choose. And Lord, may we prove it to be ever best, the way which may bring us at last, even though there are many ups and downs, downs and ups. Though there may be the times when the way is hard, the path is rough, we may not know how we may drag one foot in front of the other, and yet prove, O Lord, that we have one to lean upon, and in so leaning we move along. Lord, we know that his path, his way was much rougher, much darker than ours. May it be ever in our minds and thoughts that his way was much rougher, much rougher. And therefore should we repine, and should we therefore walk in that path, in that way, which does not honour thee, by dwelling upon ourself and saying how hard's our lot, And yet, Lord, we have to confess that there have been those many times when we, as William Gatsby says, peevishly cried out, "Our hearts, my Lord." Oh, we do pray, Lord, sanctify to us every step of the way, that we may see plainly that it is what is needful. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt bless thy people here, those gathered and those that are gathered in with them too. We would desire that they may also receive a portion. Do, Lord, grant that needed help to the officers, those that seek to walk together, and no doubt at times they felt to walk together. Walk together in the deep waters, in the days of trial, and of grief and concern, when there have been those afflictions that have been laid upon people and congregation. Oh Lord, we do desire to render the thanks that is due to thy holy name for thy great goodness, for what thou hast done in their midst. Go on, mighty God. Oh, do work, we pray, that work, that they may see thy wonders being performed again and again. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt therefore pour out thy blessing upon them, and do hearken to their cries, prayers of their heart. O Lord, thou knowest how what they do desire, and they may know thine appearing unto them. Oh, that thou mayest therefore make the place of thy feet glorious, and that they may rejoice in thee. We would, Lord, pray that thou wilt grant thy mercies to the young, those that have gathered in the Sabbath school this afternoon. Maybe they have sat and not seemed to have taken anything in, but maybe one thought remains, and may there be the thoughts communicated that they remain. And if they remain in their minds, then in due time to drop into their hearts. But, O Lord, thou knowest how the teachers may sometimes be despondent, and yet other times encouraged. And there is the balancing of the clouds in these things. But, oh, we pray that thou wilt maintain, and if it could please thee, to grant a little increase, and that there should be the generations raised up, one generation after another. Lord, we would desire thy blessing upon thy and thine afflicted ones in their increase in age and infirmities. We would remember them, as they may at times feel their mud wall cottage shake. Oh Lord, perhaps not always able to long to see it fall, Yea, perhaps, still they have to complain that they are very much concerned in the things that have been so near and dear to them. They cannot think, bear to think of being separated and taken from their loved ones. But, oh Lord, we need to be loosened from these things. And may there be that preparation. May there be that which brings us to be willing, as with the apostle, to depart, knowing that to be with Christ is far better. Oh, if there is that good hope, therefore, what then have they to desire? Yet, Lord, if there are any that have it not, that good hope, oh, may they be brought to know of a hope, and what it is to have such a hope in and through Christ. We do pray for parents and those that bear the burdens and heat, as it were, of the day, carrying many responsibilities to sustain and support and guide each in their way. So we commend them to thee. Do look upon, O Lord, the churches, our little denomination. Lord, we do need thee to come. We need thee to work. We need thee, O Lord, to again pour out thy Spirit upon us. Oh, dost thou not have a controversy? We would desire to be true mourners and to confess freely all our iniquities. Lord, we pray that thou wilt yet condescend and again revive thy work in the midst of the years made known in wrath. Remember mercy. We would also bear before thee our sinful nation, our leaders, oh, that we might see that they do lead in a right way, that they may seek to direct the people unto those things which will establish us, thy holy word, to also proclaim that the Lord reigns, and that there might be a turning again. We would desire to commend our sovereign queen and pray that she might be enabled still to maintain her position. But Lord, we would desire that she might be able to renounce her follies and to seek to maintain and stand by the vows that she made. Oh, we do pray that they were to help her. And so we commend these things into thy hands. Now, Lord, pardon us of our every sin. Send help from the sanctuary. Leave us not, Lord, as we shall become confusion. But, Lord, may it be that thou dost show thyself in that plain and glorious way that we might know. Then hear us, we ask it, in and through the worthy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
906. Oh, where shall I find a guide to direct, right skillful and kind, and brave to protect? To lovely Mount Zion my heart is now bound, but many a lion is in the way found. Hymn 906.
Thank you.
please, to help me. I would direct your attention this evening to the book of Joshua, chapter 3, and to read in the last clause of verse 4. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. The book of Joshua, chapter 3, and the 4th verse, the whole of it reads thus: Yet there shall be a space between you and it, that is the ark, and the priest carrying it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. The children of Israel have been brought through the wilderness. They could say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. There had been those things that they had learnt there. They had learnt something about their old nature. They knew their propensity to turn aside. They had often been left to complain and to lust after the things of the flesh. But they had also seen the Lord's gracious hand. They had seen how he wrought deliverances, first from the Amalekites, when they came out against Israel, and Joshua was there to lead the army, but Moses went up into the mount and sat there upon a stone to lift up his hands, which he found grew very weary and heavy. So the Lord provided Aaron and Hur to hold them up. And Aaron, as you know, was the priest, and Hur represented the prophet, the prophets. It is by those two things that there is the holding up, the preciousness of that priesthood. And a greater than Aaron must be seen, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, now fulfilled in having accomplished that atonement and having risen from the dead and ascended up into glory, where there he makes intercessions for us, that we may have access and prevail through him. And all those things that were spoken concerning what the Lord would do, these are the strength of our hearts, enabling us still to continue in prayer and in the holding up of the hands of those that minister to us and those that may seek to lead us forth as under shepherds. What a blessing there was, therefore, when the victory came on Israel's side. And though Amalek may at times seem to prevail, yet he could not. And again, we must not go through too intimately the varying considerations that could be made, but we think of Balaam. How that Barak hired Balaam to curse Israel. But Balaam could not curse Israel. He had to say, how can I curse whom God hath not cursed? Indeed, all Balaam could do was to altogether bless and to see that there would be blessing upon the Lord's people. And our bitterest enemies, our greatest enemies, have to submit and my turn to bless us rather than curse, as would be their desire and their design. And so we may prove or have proved that in the Lord's hands we have been helped. We have been brought hitherto. We have been delivered and spared. But we've also been provided for. Those children of Israel were provided there in the wilderness. Who would have thought that the wilderness could have borne such a host? For they had greatly multiplied in Egypt. And here they came forth. But you see, they weren't dependent upon the wilderness, were they? The Lord God would supply them. And so he gave them manna. And the question was asked, what is it? What is it? Perhaps there have been times when you, receiving of the Lord's mercy and goodness, have asked the question, what is it? But the answer is there in itself, so to speak. It is what God provides. And then we find that the waters gush from the rock and supply them their thirst. And so he does every thirsty soul he will satiate with his goodness. And has it not been proved? Well, some of you may be able to say hitherto, the Lord hath helped me. And as a people, I believe you can say hitherto, hath the Lord helped us. And in those varying ways. But now, they were brought to this particular place, and at this particular time, the Lord was to bring them to the other side of Jordan, which was the land that he had promised unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, in which for a time they had sojourned. And now, according to the word that the Lord had spoken to Jacob, when he set to go down to Egypt, there was the fulfillment of it, or the fulfilling of it. And they were being brought now to the moment when they would go in a way which they had not known heretofore. Partly because it was the future. And with each one of us, the future is an unknown way. Only as the Lord may so speak into our minds, into our souls concerning that which he will do, may we have any consideration, that we can have any thought as to what the future might be. And there were those things which the Lord instructed Joshua and the people, things that would come to pass. And I do not suggest that we in our day may have it set out as to what is before us in so many words, but there are those things that you may hold by faith, believing that the Lord will do according to what he has brought into your mind and soul. If the Lord has brought you to consider following him in the way that he would choose, then you will know that that must be fulfilled in your life. If he has called you with a certain calling, whatever that may be, and I am not going to make any particular or give any particular instances, the Lord himself will give you the exercise, then you will find that it is a way that you have not walked in heretofore, but it is a way which the Lord will bring you into. And whatever the exercises that he lays upon your soul, and they are from him, then there will be the fulfilling of them. And you will hold those things in your heart. It will not be a time to predict by telling one and another this and that, unless, of course, the question is pressed home, and perhaps it may be. You may find there are some that are exercised concerning the very path that the Lord has for you, and they may be compelled to speak to you about it. But all these things must be of the Lord. Oh, may we be kept from our own imaginations, or from seeking a path that may please the mind that is not of God. But the Lord tries and he weighs the spirit. And what a mercy it is that he does. And he knows how to keep us from either presumption, from false notion, or acting in a way which would bring dishonour upon his name and upon his cause. Because be sure of this, dear friends, if you should seek to go before the Lord, then you will bring dishonour upon him, and you will smart for it. But if you are given the grace and patience to wait, then he will honour and glorify his own name through it. But again, if we should hold back from what the Lord has so clearly taught us, then how solemn if we do not go forward. I sometimes marvelled at the words of the Lord to Moses there at the Red Sea. They were in a great plight, weren't they? hemmed in, and their bitter enemy pursuing them. And what should they do? Two things. But the one came first, followed by the other. The first was stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And then command the children of Israel that they go forward. But it was when the rod would be stretched out over the waters and they would then divide. And they could then go forward. To have gone forward a moment before would have been meant plunging into the waters, and like those Egyptians, why, then have been drowned. But to see the rod, the dividing of the core and the course made, tell the children of Israel that they go forward. Yes, they could go forward, even though that very moment of taking the step, they may not have seen at that moment the actual dividing that was to come as they went forward. This was the act of faith. And you see, it is that faith that enables us to venture and to see the seas, as it were, divide. Well, there comes then the time in our experiences when it must be said, ye had not passed this way heretofore. And they needed encouragement with such a way before them, but they also needed caution. Now, they were commanded to follow the ark carried by the priests in the appointed way, not to follow it closely, but according to the distance that was given, the space that was set between them. That was to be the caution. And we cannot and would not seek to literalize this in anyone's particular experience. But I believe you will find that the Lord will bring you to follow in his way with that tenderness of spirit and in the fear of the Lord, that you will not seek to go or to try and do what would be inconsistent with his purpose. And we do not suggest that such a caution may prevent or bring or cause a procrastination. No. But rather, we may go in that spirit of trembling. And, you know, a trembling spirit, the Lord, he honours. He honours a trembling spirit. You need not fear that. A presumptuous boldness, fear that. but never a trembling spirit. And perhaps you come trembling. It just reminds me of the dear woman who had that issue of blood. Perhaps that has been your great problem. Sin for you has been like that running issue. And you have felt that could you dare, would you dare to come? But you see, she ventured. She pressed through the crowd. She touched the hem of his garment. 'Twas then that the Lord inquired, "Who touched me?" And when she could not be heard, she came, trembling. It's a good way to come, though. She then told him all her case. And she was one to whom it could well be said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." But let me return to the word here, "For ye have not passed this way heretofore." Joshua himself was in a place which he had not been in before. He may have led the army when the Amalekites rose up against Israel, but there had been Moses. Now, it was to be confirmed yet again, as he was to take the children of Israel in this, through this particular path, in this particular way, that they had not trodden heretofore, and this was the word to encourage Moses. "As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee." And, you know, the child of God, how he requires that word in every venture that he may take. And it may concern us in varying aspects of life. You see, when one is taken, then it means that there is a position, a place that has been made vacant. And though you may not be called on to exactly fulfill that place, yet you may feel somewhat of the responsibilities fall upon you that have been upon, shall we say, a parent that you had so relied on, looked to, and then in the course of time they are taken away. And you may say, "Now, what shall I do?" Well, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Or it may be that to be brought into a position. And as you think upon it, you may say, "How can I take that position?" And then you may think of those that have gone before. And again, the Lord was with them. Shall he not be with you? So this word of encouragement is here given in a path that Joshua himself, as well as the people, had not walked heretofore. But there may be fears. And you know, there are often fears that will plague us. the spies, those many years before, had gone into the land and they came back with a report. And they spoke of the land as being one flowing with milk and honey, but there were the giants and there were a people and they had these walled cities, impregnable as it might seem. And here they were coming, would come close by one of them, Jericho. How would they be able to bring those walls down? Well, we know the account, don't we? But we have the account because we will have to prove and prove that with regard to the things that are before us, as well as the things that have taken place, that it is not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. How often may we be guilty of slighting the Spirit by not wholly looking to Him. Oh, the old flesh wants something to do, to work upon, to lean on of self. But we have to prove it is not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And the Lord uses sometimes strange means. This was a strange means that the Lord would use to command the children of Israel to walk round the city once each day and on the seventh day to walk around it seven times. And that there should be no noise until that last occasion, when the trumpet would be blown, and the people would shout, and the walls would then fall down flat. How we often may minimize the power of God. But are there, as it were, those walls before you? You feel that they're too great. You will never be able to get beyond them. You may feel it's your sins, or you may feel that it's the people. Or you might feel that it's the circumstances. Or there may be many things that may seem too great for you. They are. But they're not too great for the Lord. But now, there are those enemies. Sin, Satan, the world. And when we think of coming down, as it may be applicable to some of you, who knows? This Jordan is often considered as the Jordan of death. The land of promise as being heaven itself. But death, that's the last enemy. It's a great enemy. Not something to be looked at lightly, dear friend. You've not walked this way heretofore, but you can, with that hope, oh, a sacred hope in the power of him who has gone before. That is something which Joshua had not got in this sense, that he was to venture, there was not the forerunner that had gone before. But there was this, the Lord did appoint those priests and to bear the ark, so that they, when they put their feet in the Jordan, the waters would then divide. And it was at a time when the Jordan had swelled its banks, so that it was not so passable as it may be at other times. Indeed, it may be said it was utterly insurpassable. But to pass through that Jordan, oh, is it not, when the banks seem to be swollen, the water swollen rather, and the banks all seem to be covered over, and we wonder how we shall ever do in it. There is the solemn question that Jeremiah speaks of, and how shall he do in the swellings of Jordan? Well, you won't be able to go with the footman, but you'll have to go and seek to go in the strength of the Lord. And that is how David came down to his last days. Now I am old and grey-headed, O Lord, forsake me not. Forsake me not. But I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And though thou hast not walked this way hitherto, yet the Lord brings his people through and safely lands them at last. Lord, ye have not passed this way heretofore. There are therefore those things that the Lord has set before us if we are walking in the way that he has caused us to go. And be certain of this, that the ways of the Lord's people, they are planned out by God himself. We shall not come to a place which he does not know of, neither shall we have to pass over any place alone, because he who has ordained, predestinated the very course of his people, so he will be with them in it, and it will be proved. It will be proved. But the way that you have not walked heretofore, it is the way of faith, and it is the way that the vulture's eye has not seen, though the eye of the vulture may perhaps discern the smallest creature of its prey, and quickly descend upon it. But this path that the Lord's people walk in, it cannot be discerned by the vulture. And you know, though perhaps Satan may often vex us and try us, there's a path that the Lord's people walk in that will even baffle him, Satan,
who seeks to pursue and seeks to spy out the very path that you may take. The Lord works his wonders. He performs his ways in the deep. Oh, how we have to prove these things. And though we may not know how the Lord will work, yet he will work. He will work. How will he overcome? How shall we overcome? But we shall overcome through him. How shall we conquer? Yet we do conquer, because he has conquered. And therefore, though the way we have not walked in heretofore, we know that it is the path that we have to walk, which is not seen, but is nonetheless walked in with believing. You say, but I'm full of unbelief. The old nature can be nothing else. You'll be buffeted with many thoughts of unbelief, but if there is in your soul that living faith, it will believe. It must believe. It cannot do anything but believe. And have you had the experience, dear friend, when you have felt a persuasion? Perhaps it's not been very great, but you have had to say, I do believe that the Lord will work this work and bring to pass what seems impossible to me. And you see the Lord go before you. And you see the unfolding of it. But it is that way of faith, and the way that the vulture's eye hath not seen. And again, how often we find that we need that God-given faith to step forward, because these things are enough perhaps to set us back. Just think what was before these Israelites. Yes, there were the waters of the Jordan, there were the lands inhabited by the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites and so on. But they could go in the strength of the Lord God, because the Lord had said, hereby shall ye know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Without fail. Compelled by that band and cord of everlasting love, you can no longer hesitate, but you have to go forward. You have to go in the strength of the Lord your God. And what shall you say? What will you speak? But the psalmist tells us of what he would speak. I will speak of thy righteousness, even of thine only. you know that is safe ground. And if you have to venture in that, then you won't be brought to nothing. If you try to speak of your own righteousness, you'll soon fail. But speak of his righteousness. And whatever the course of your life may be that is there before you, spiritual and providential, to acknowledge his righteousness, then you will find that he who has said will go before you, you will then see him. You'll see the very tracks that he makes in your life and pathway. But ye have not passed this way heretofore. But look, look to that finished work. Look to that which has divided all that may seem to swell and overflow and bring such fear into your soul. What do we see? Do you see that fountain which is open for sin and for uncleanness? Do you see the one who has so long seemed to have had dominion and power over you, fall as lightning from heaven? Have you seen the enemy crushed under the foot of the Redeemer, the seed of the woman? Have you seen by faith the one who has cried, "It is finished," having satisfied holy justice and justified those for whom he died, so that he may present you faultless in his own righteousness? What then have we to fear? And if we can stand alone in his merits, then what will these waters be? But we look alone to that which the Lord exalts, the Lord lifts up, the Lord sets up. And now, what do we see set up in the midst of these waters of death? And I, if I be lifted up, will mean that they look upon him and say, well, there he is, crucified. A lost cause? No. The Lord's people see something different. They see there their captain. They see that here he has the power over sin, death and the grave. He has gone to the end of the law for righteousness. What can hold him? What can hold us? Ah, then in the midst of all the troubles and trials and that final enemy that we've spoken of, what does the word say? Look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I am God, and there is none else. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Of Jew or Gentile, of those that are afar off in their feelings, those that may perhaps fear that they've come to the end of are all things. No hope, but here is thy hope. Where you may perhaps fear that you have no faith, but he is thy faith. Because the life that the apostle said he lived by the faith of the Son of God. It wasn't some manufactured faith. It wasn't of the flesh. No, it was what he received. He received of Christ. He received through Christ. And he knew the power of it was given in Christ. That was the life that he lived. And so what more then? The way that ye have not walked hitherto, but every step he himself has in a sense trod. He's trodden it for his people. And he will help you through and bring you at last safe. What a word that is, and I conclude with it, of the hymn writer when he says, and all my safety is in thee. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £802 for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. And God willing, Mr. Fred Ince will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Warren will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 871. Happy the man that bears the stroke of his chastising God, nor stubbornly rejects his yoke, nor faints beneath his rod. Hymn 871.
grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.